In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing the third paragraph of volume 12, January 24th, 1921. And Jesus tells Luisa about creation and redemption and the third fiat, sanctification, to be braided together. The fiat of Jesus, the fiat of Mary, now the fiat of Luisa, braided together as one. She says, now my sweet Jesus came back and told me, my daughter, calm down. So Luisa was going, this doesn't make sense. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. God says, that's right. You are nobody. You are nothing. As a matter of fact, Jesus says to Luisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass, Luisa. Now, somebody would say that to me. You're nothing but a blade of grass. Hey, you know, Luisa, she's nothing but a blade of grass. But then you read the paragraph after that. He says, but Luisa, you are everything to me. Without you, sanctification isn't going to come to the earth. You are nothing, that's true, but I'm going to use you to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So she says, Jesus says, calm down, calm down. I choose as God whomever I please. However, you must know that I always begin all of my works as God with myself and one other creature. And then afterwards, they are spread throughout the whole world. So you look at Francis and the Franciscans, Dominic and the Dominicans, Benedict and the Benedictines. Jesus is saying very, very clearly, I start with one person and myself, and then it spreads. He says, in fact, who is the spectator of the first fiat of creation? Adam and Eve. So he says, the first who saw creation and possessed creation was Adam and Eve. It wasn't many. It wasn't a multitude of people, he says. He said, only after years and years did crowds and multitudes of people become spectators of all of creation. And even today, with the telescopes, with the microscopes, we are seeing things that the saints before us never saw. We're seeing the magnificence of God in the minute and in the galaxies and the vastness of the universe. He says, it wasn't a multitude of people. Only after years and years did crowds and multitudes of people become spectators of it. In the second fiat of my mother Mary, she was the only spectator. Not even Saint Joseph, Jesus says, knew anything. And my mother Mary found herself in a condition similar to yours, Luisa. Okay, now this is important. Similar, not greater than Our Lady. No one can compare to the Blessed Mother. She is mother and queen. She is Theotokos, the mother of God. No one can compare to that. But similar things are happening. That's why Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, wants to give us this new and abundant life, a new and divine way of holiness that the saints didn't know about, because Jesus and Mary are going to do this. So she says, Jesus says to Luisa, Mary found herself in a similar condition to yours. What is that? The greatness of the creative power of my work, which Our Lady felt within herself, was such that, confused, Our Lady did not feel the strength to mention it to anyone. See, this is the secret. This is the hiddenness. This is the littleness of Our Lady. She was so little that she says, this is between you and me, Lord. This is between you and me. I'm not going to even tell Joseph. And she trusted that Joseph would hear the way God wanted him to hear it. And he did through an angel. She says, and then if St. Joseph knew it, it was because I, Jesus, manifested it to him, basically through the angels. So this fiat germinated like a seed within the virginal womb of Mary. The ear of the grain was formed in order to multiply, and then it came to the light of day. But who were the spectators? Very few. It was Joseph and Mary. It was the wise men. It was the shepherds. but no religious showed up. No priest showed up. They you know, Bethlehem's a short distance from Jerusalem. No one showed up. Why? It's because they didn't care to. They had their plans. They wanted what they wanted. And now it's the same thing. There are many who don't want the divine will. Why? They have their plans. But Jesus is going to win. Jesus is going to conquer. It's the new Adam and the new Eve that's coming upon the earth. And this is why this is so glorious. So Jesus says, there are very few who are spectators of the birth of Jesus. She says, in the room of Nazareth, my dear mother and Saint Joseph were the only spectators. Then when my most holy humanity grew up, I, Jesus, went out and I made myself known after 30 years, but not to everyone. It was to a handful of apostles, 12 apostles, a few disciples. As a matter of fact, Jesus says, those that believed in me were able to witness the ascension. Those that believe, that was 120 people after 3 years of teaching all around Israel, only 120 people. Now he says afterwards it spread more and it will still spread throughout the whole world. So the redemption hasn't even begun to embrace everyone. Now think about it. There are 7 billion Catholics. Okay. 7 billion people and 1 billion Catholics. That's, Jesus says, go to all the world and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go to all nations. Okay. So this is why redemption isn't completed. Everyone, as Jesus tells Louisa in the last chapter of volume 24, everyone will become Catholic. There's not many religions. It's not God saying, okay, I want you to do what you want to do to find out, find me. No, he says there's one church, one flock, one shepherd. Jesus and Mary came to earth to bring the Catholic life, the universal life to humanity. So what's coming is everyone will be one in God, one church, one flock, one shepherd. She says, and then, so everything's still going to spread. This is one of the things that it's so amazing of what's coming. A new beginning is coming for all of humanity. And our Lord is asking us, are you willing to begin to live this new and abundant life? As St. John Paul II said at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, are you ready to live a new and divine way of holiness? Are we ready for this? Jesus says this, so will the third fiat be. The third fiat will germinate within you, Louisa. The ear of the grain will be formed in you, Louisa, and only the priest will have knowledge of it. Okay. Jesus said he was the high priest with his mother. She understood redemption. And then at the foot of the cross, Jesus says, I had Mary and John, my priest, there. See, this gift of the divine will is the sacrament of sacraments. You need priesthood for this. A lot of people rebel against that. Oh, I don't need that. I mean, the Presbyterians say, we're all priests. We don't need priesthood. Jesus says, what was formed in the Old Testament, the priesthood, he says he perfected in the New Testament. And now he's going to sanctify the priesthood with this third fiat. Don't be fooled that everything's falling apart. Don't be fooled by that. Read the book of heaven and listen to what Jesus is going to teach you. He's the Lord. He's the King. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His mother is the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Queen of the Kingdom. A new beginning is at hand. It's very close. It is so close that when this happens, we will all say, absolutely, it has to be this way. This is what God planned from the beginning. So it will germinate within you, Louisa, the ear, the grain will be foreign, and only the priest will have knowledge of it. Okay. Then, see, Father Bucci says that the priest is in charge of the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. The father, if you want to say, of the family is the priest who brings the third bread, your daily bread, your wonder bread, to the family. I know that's a little different today, but that was the plan. The second bread was the priest. The father brings the Eucharist to the community, to the parish. And now the first bread, the bread of the divine will be given to by Jesus and Mary to the priest who will give it to the lay people. This is the plan of God. Either you believe it or you don't, but that's what Jesus tells Louisa. So then a few souls will learn about this, and then it will spread, it will follow the same path as creation and redemption. It's a new beginning. All of creation is going to begin to live this abundant life, fulfilled by this abundant life. What is that? Mankind will return to the image and likeness of God, what God wanted from the beginning. And because Adam fell, Jesus says, he comes as the new Adam. Mary comes as the new Eve. Why? To give back to humanity not only what Adam lost, but double the blessing, what Jesus and Mary gained on Calvary in that garden. It's this new and abundant life is what we're going to begin to breathe. And Jesus says, I want you to learn how to breathe it now before you die. I want you to have a resurrected life now before you die. I want you to have heaven on earth now before you die. That's what God has planned. He says, so Louisa, the more crushed you feel, okay, she's the clay. A potter, when something goes wrong, the potter crushes the clay down and starts again. That's what Jesus did with Louisa. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. The more crushed you feel, the more ear of the third fiat will grow and fundicate within you, Louisa. It's going to begin in you, Louisa, for all of humanity. I need a human to possess the first one to possess the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Wait till you begin to understand who Louisa is. She is, as Father Bucci said, she was known as Louisa La Santa, Louisa the saint of the new era, the new saint of the third fiat, the new saint of sanctification. A new beginning is happening for all of humanity, and God is offering this to us. He's given us the book of heaven. Therefore, he says, be attentive, be faithful. What does that mean? That means read, study, put this into practice. The more you read, the more you study, the happier you're going to become. Why? Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, are speaking to you. They're getting you ready for this new and abundant life that they want you to begin to breathe now, heaven now, before you die. So let us pray. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, to begin divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.